MFM with Kenwood Trust Drug and Alcohol Treatment and Rehabilitation Programs.
Every night on KMFM this week, we're teaming up with Kenwood Trust, whose drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs have helped thousands of people worldwide. Now, some people might find the content we're about to show you upsetting and distressing. So if you've got any questions, go to thinkdifferentlykent.co.uk. Every night this week, Andy, a former drug and alcohol user, has been sharing his story. The last we heard, Andy talked about how his lack of confidence led to alcohol misuse, which quickly spiraled to solvent abuse and more. This led to Andy being kicked out of school.
So I left school and I couldn't spell words like because, couldn't spell words like boat, and I couldn't write my name properly. My address, oh, that was a nightmare, where I live with my mum's house. Yeah, I used to write it on my hand, because everywhere you go, you get a form with your name, with your address on it. They would say, well, you haven't filled that bit in. So I learnt just to cause a scene all the time. And if I cause a scene, no one ever really wants to talk to me then. When I went back to my mum's house, many, many years after all drinking and drug taking and everything like that, I met my mum. She's like 90 years of age, my mum. And like when I came down the path, she was like a teenager dancing in the kitchen. She was really happy to see me. I've come in the house. She's sitting there. She had a little tea, a few little cakes and that. And she started to cry. And she said to me, I said, what's the matter, mum? Why are you crying? Why? She said that when the phone used to ring, her stomach used to drop. She told me that when she used to go to the phone and pick the phone up, it always started, is that Mrs. Watson? And she would say, oh, everything about me would drop, because they would say, this is the school, can you come up and get him? Or he's been sent home, or it's the police station, or we've got him down the hospital, and he's in the hospital, he's had an accident, something's happened. She said, every time her stomach used to drop. And she said to me, she used to lay by a radio at night time, listen, and she would hear that someone had been fished out the river, someone had been beaten up in the high street. She said, I used to think that was you, Andrew. I didn't realise the impact that I was having on my mum. And I always thought my mum was quite brave, because she would come up the school and she would come up the police station in the hospital. But I didn't realise how much she was going through and what was happening to her until I sat in her kitchen. But I didn't sit in her kitchen until I was about 33 years of age. I'd been missing for about 10 years because I stole money from her. And when I stole money from her, it got to the stage where she says, you've got to go. You can't stay here no more. And she had tears in her eyes when she said, you've got to go. And I can remember giving her the front door key. And when I gave her that front door key, I fell into the land of bed sit world, sleeping on people's floors, sleeping round the back of shops, sleeping in places where I really shouldn't have been in. Yeah, and I was in a state, and I didn't really realise how much of a state I was in. But the only thing that seemed to keep me going was to keep taking drink or drugs, because I didn't think there was a way out of all this. So over a while, as I was away and kind of doing the things that I was doing, I'd wake up around people's houses, and some parents were quite friendly, and they'd say, you can come and stay here. And then I'd stay with my mate and all that. But I had light fingers, because I always needed to get something or fund something. So I would end up stealing from the people that helped me, like my mum, who loves me, who brought me up, wiped my bottom, powdered my bottom, put me new clothes on my back when I was a little boy and saw me tottering about. There I am, vomiting, exsemines and swearing at my mum just because I need £10 to go and buy some drugs. And I didn't understand that. And eventually what it came down to is I couldn't go near my mum's house anymore, because she got an order and things happened, and I couldn't go there, because every time I went there, something would happen and the police would come and I'd get dragged away and all that stuff. That's my mum. Yeah, that's the person who really looks after me and cares for me.
Every night on KMFM this week, we are teaming up with Kenwood Trust, who have an alcohol and drug rehabilitation centre in Maidstone. Andy has been with us sharing his story of drug and alcohol misuse. The last we heard, he was talking about how his mum kicked him out of his house for stealing from her. At the end of every Kenwood Trust session, we open the floor to questions from students.
So when you was younger, what would you have done differently, or what would you have liked to have done?
What I would have liked to have done differently more than anything is to treat my mum with the respect that she deserved to be treated. Because I said some quite spiteful things to my mum over periods of time, and really caused her a lot of upset. My brother used to drive around with a crate of beer in his car. I'd ring him up and he would come and he would give me some money and all that. But one day my brother said to me, he said, I can't do it no more. I can't do it. And he had a bit of a breakdown. and ended up having to go and get some help from the hospital and all that kind of stuff, because he just was so desperate for something to change in his brother's life that it made him ill and it made his wife ill. So really, the most important thing for me was to be able to be back and be reliable and be accountable.
If you've been affected by anything that you've heard in tonight's programme, visit thinkdifferentlykent.co.uk. You can catch up with everything that happened earlier over at kmfm.co.uk, and Andy will be back to tell us more about his story tomorrow after 9.